Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that there is a natural desire within a man that takes his spirit and unites with the flesh. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible says. You'll find those that their topic of their conversation, their ways, are of the world. They'll talk more excitedly about a ball game, about a mobile device, than they do the things of God. More often, their words are not words of edification, their words are words of this life. And so the religion, it begins to rock, it begins to have the music of the world, then it begins to dress like the world, it begins to talk like the world. Why? Because that's their heart. Of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, but because they are of the world, they speak of the world. And you say, man, but look at the crowds. Yes, the world heareth them, he said. He said, the world hears them in verse 5 because they are of the world. Even Jesus in John chapter 15 said, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've called you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. You see, their topics of conversation is much different. Now, as one loves the world, that is darkness, then religion that is patterned after or a conjunction with the darkness will appeal to them. Their heart expands with the people and work only as the world is emulated. Now, we could spend some time here talking about different things like, for example, going to the movie. Now, I'm not going to spend it on that, but I'm going to say this. There are churches now that they'll say, well, if you just come, we'll give you tickets to the theater, and we'll buy a ticket for each one of you in your family, because it's just so important to us that you come. And then they'll begin to dress like the world and look like the world, emulate the world in any way they can. What we need to remember, man was created in the image of God. God is a spirit. So it's not our flesh that was created in the image of God. It was our inner man that was created in the image of God. That is why this body will die, but we have an eternal spirit that will live forever, either in heaven or hell. You have an eternal spirit because you were made in the likeness of God. But then we need to understand this, because you were created in the likeness of God, there is a natural thing within you. There's just that natural desire. That there's that natural understanding within you that really takes the spirit and unites it with the flesh, because you're born spiritually dead. That is, you're born spiritually separated from God, because you have that innate thing within you that says, well, I know there's a God, because you were born, you created after his spirit, and therefore that inner man knows that there's got to be a God. Doesn't necessarily mean you know who he is. It just means that you know there's a God. That's why there's so many religions in the various places you'd go around the world. They know there's a God. They just don't know the true God until they are brought to him, then they can know him. But when somebody that names the name of Christ begins to have his love for the world begin to grow, then he'll start to find fault with the things of God, and he will not be able to unite. He will not be able to remain or continue with the church that preaches the word as it is, to men as they are. And it's easy to get upset with those kind of people, but if that's their heart, instead of being upset, you need to pray for them because they are away from God and don't know it. They lack the capacity because their religious hit this season into thinking they're all right. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, we read this. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, that is, the matter in which you live. The former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now let me just stop there and hone in on something real quickly. There are some people that are good people in our eyes. They're moral. You won't hear filthy language out of their mouth. They are very benevolent, and so many other things of that nature. But they're not saved. They have not received Christ as their Savior, although they are very nice and good people. Okay? Yet, the Bible here says they're corrupt. Their desires to be moral, their desires to work their way to heaven, to deserve heaven, is based on their own contemplation. As a result, their desires for that are deceitful desires because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. And so, having read Ephesians 4:22, let's look at verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye may put on the new man. After you get saved, you receive a new nature from God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new nature that God gives you is created in righteousness and is created in true holiness. It does not look like the world. It does not talk like the world. It does not compromise with the world. That's not the nature God gives. But that old nature will wrestle against the new nature and always try to get it to compromise. One day, we'll be able to put off this old nature when we enter the glories of heaven. But until then, we still have that battle going on. Now, the more darkness is introduced into our faith and worship, the less walking and fellowship that we'll have with those who walk in the light. As Israel of old, one can get wrapped up in the latest wave. They're still Jews. They still go to the temple and synagogue. They still keep the feast. But the stirring in of the world in both their worship and personal life breaks the fellowship with God. Now, if you look at Ezekiel's chapters 8 through 10, you'll see how the Jewish people then, boy, they were starting to worship the other God and incorporate the ways of heathen worship and the ways of heathen living into their worship, whether it be in the temple or in their synagogues or whatever. And God ended up removing his glory. Now, to the world of that day, the Jewish world, it seemed successful because the people were coming. It would end up that they would go into 70 years of captivity because although they had the majority of the people, were not walking in righteousness and true holiness. Instead, they were walking in the lust of the flesh. That's why when you had these other guys that would preach about it, whether it was Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and others, when they would preach the way of righteousness, they would get mad. They would go from them. They would threaten them. They even beat and killed some of those old prophets. It is believed that Isaiah was one of those that is referred to when Hebrews chapter 11 says they were sawn asunder. Can you imagine sawing a man in half while he's alive? Wow, what a torture that must have been. Yet, if that be the case, Isaiah did not deny the faith. I like the way one preacher I heard preaching said it, talking about the Apostle Paul having a burden for lost souls. He said, when the man came down, when the executioner swung that axe and it cut off the head of Paul, that head hit the ground, it rolled, and then the lips started saying, you know, if you die tonight, that heaven's your home. Oh, my goodness. But that was the compassion and the passion they had for the holiness and righteousness of God and for the souls of men. But now the Jews were still religious in their Jewish religion, and people today, the contemporaries, doing the same thing that they did back in that day, and they're going that direction. So we're seeing that among Christians today. They go to the modern CCM church. Their standards of separation, and you're talking about holiness now, seem to go out the door, go out the window. They want a feel-good religion. Since they're doing religious work in the church, no longer are they in fellowship with those who walk in the light, those that have standards based on the Word of God, leading holy and separated lives unto the glory of God. Now, what we have to be careful about is not expanding your relationship with Jesus Christ, whether it be a man or a woman. If you're a saved person, you should always be expanding your relationship with Christ. Instead, we have today what is called perfunctory. You say, well, what is perfunctory? That simply means to go through the motions, for an example, of reading the Bible, prayer, going to church, doing that particular ministry to get it done. But it involves little effort and reflection. We've prayed the same prayer so long, we don't stop to see if it's even been answered. Perfunctory. Just to get it done. Might be a devotional. You had devotion. Just to get it done. That speaks of a lack of commitment to the holiness and righteousness and service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must learn the truth of 2 Corinthians 5:17, because it goes along with the passage I just read in Ephesians 4:22-24. And that is, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That is a new creation. Old things, that is the old man, the old nature, the old flesh, are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You see, God never, 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 underline that 10 times if you want to, God never ordained liberty to the old man. Liberty to the flesh. That instead is as Jude 4 states, turning the grace of God in lasciviousness. You can do anything because now you have the freedom to do so. You have been liberated. No, your spirit was never liberated to live in sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.